Blog Talk Radio.
The dense fog rising off the lonely land of nowhere at Butner, North Carolina Federal Prison. As I came off a 14-hour plane and bus ride from Coleman Penitentiary in Florida, it was my third federal prison in three different states. As I would end up going to seven different federal joints in seven different states. But Butner would end up being a Harvard University teaching and an economic degree unbeknownst to me. On October 15, 2015, me and about 22 other federal inmates felt tired from riding for 14 hours with hands and feet shackled, eating peanut butter and jelly and a small bag of Fritos as marshals open a bottle of water and say, "Drink now," and throw it in the garbage bag. But Butner, North Carolina is where federal inmates called a resort. Many masterminds were sent to Butner to be monitored in highly security communication to the streets. Correction officers at Butner felt the masterminds of many of its inmates and kept their $50,000 a year mind sense at bay to men's like Nikki Scarfo, Carmine the Snake Presico, R. Kelly, who's there today. My name is Ali Zoe Adam, as the feds will call me, a charge of Kingpin Statute 848, the leader of Zoe Pound, and money laundering over $79 million. And now I found myself telling correction officers, please, after every sentence, to keep them at bay. My next darkened compartment to rest, which most of the time it was on a top bunk, was what I wanted to get to. Butner had about 1,000 inmates. Everyone knew everyone and talked about everyone. Unlike Coleman Penitentiary or Atlanta Penitentiary, where fights, robbing, stabbing happened every day, at Butner it was a once every 2 to 3 week action. The food was the best. Out of all seven federal prisons I've been to in 18 years of doing time. But on my 8th year in federal prison, I walk into Clemson unit, ordered to go to cell 122 top bunk. Tired and many inmates that knew of me or had did time with me approaching me, someone asked me, "What cell you in?" And I said, "122 top bunk." And he repeated, "Oh, you with the $1 trillion Jew." And I just looked at him saying, "Why they put me with a white man?" Another said, "We can get you moved after about 1 or 2 weeks." The old white man said, "Oh, you're my new cellmate." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Get yourself together," and walked right out. I said to myself, "I know that face from somewhere," and dropped all my gifts while the traffic of guys followed me, dropping gifts in the cell. The old white man came back as I was fixing my bed, ready to call it a night. And I looked at him saying, "Mr. Bernie Madoff." And he repeated, "Just call me Bernie." And I thought and said, "They really put you in federal prison?" And he said, "Been down 7 years, now sounding like a convict." I looked around the cell and saw three pictures and said, "That's the lipstick building." And he said, "Yeah, you're the second person to know that building name, that I must be well skilled." As sleepy that I thought I was lingering to the mind of a $65 billion man that invited awareness like a shot of Cuban coffee. I asked Bernie Madoff, "What you do all day?" And he said, "Read books and watch American Greed and the news all day." That he won't be in my way in the cell, not to worry. I said, "There's an hour documentary on me on American Greed. I watched all reruns and it's my favorite show." I explained to him my accountant was a pastor and a firefighter, and he initially arranged all the events in the American Greed documentary on me. And we laughed for hours, criticizing the host of false observers and theories. Bernie Madoff had become a broad economic professor to me. I never moved out the cell for over 2 years and 4 months and always told him, "I'm going to write a book on our moment." But he guided me to write a book on my country, Haiti. And I did, called Haiti Meets Jews, that's currently on Amazon. But how to look at the stock market, currency exchange, and hedge fund performance was the business daily talk. And I wouldn't shut him up. Bernie Madoff financially federal prison stint was bankrupt, moneyless, and needful. In my past illegal life, I was groomed to prep for days in prison. We ate something on me most night, and I lived in prison with a chef, a maid, a laundry man, and the mysterious questions came out of me the whole 2 years and 4 months we were together. I feel Bernie Madoff was happy that he had Kane. By December 2015, me and Bernie Madoff were accommodated as friends to the whole compound. Bernie drunk Diet Coke like it was water. Never ever put on shorts to walk out of Clemson unit. Reading the World Economics got him high and me also. I at times would say, I know what you're saying, Bernie. I had 2 Dairy Queens, Subway, a coin laundry plaza, a club, 42 homes, over 74 cars, and felt small, unlike screaming that to 97% of other inmates who would phase off me. Though the other 2 pictures Bernie Madoff had on his wall were Ruth Madoff and another, his 2 sons, Mark and Andrew. Quietness at times lasted 5 to 6 hours, and on weekend visit he shrugged hissy noise, bad, or also at anyone rumored to be locked up for pedophile or rape. He never gave him 5 seconds. Them hissy noise came up out of him, and it could be worse than vulgar curse words. Men's like Nicky Scarfo, Carmine Snake Persico, North Carolina biker Larry Ronnie Capps never gave Bernie Madoff even a head nod. They would tell me he's a crook. The motherfucker can't teach stock straight. At times they just yell out when they close to him, Harry the Greek. Marco Polo's can't be robbed. The real Greek number guy. Greek Marco Polo's ain't finished with you. Or just said, you with the Wizard of Hell, huh, Zo? Inmates who love baseball asked Bernie about the New York Mets in and out, which was the best angle to approach him on. Steven Spielberg movies was another, or his yachts, art, ski vacations. I asked Bernie how he had time to return so many portfolios to all those investors and do it all himself. He went on a long theory that Diana B. Henriquez, in her book, The Wizard of Lies, went into his feeder fund and false annuities, and he kept calling his Ponzi scheme interest of interest was his economic banking aspect. He claimed he knew by 2004 that his interest on interest were going to cause a loudmouth, inaccurate adjectives that Harry Marco Polo's had put 5 claims since 2000 on him, but the SEC understood his steadfast theater of interest on interest. Nevertheless, Maxine Waters and Barbara Lee were his problem, where he lost a lobbying war with Fannie Mae Fannie Mac and chief operator Daniel Mudd, because mortgage lenders were targeting borrowers who would have trouble qualifying mortgage if their financial position were adequately disclosed, and that his lenders would amass his mandatory long-term interest on interest and enforce their money to go elsewhere. When his theory kept going on, as until Hong Kong and Singapore started a Pinnacle Notes, High Notes, and Mini Bonds, that he went to his brother Peter, who ran his chief compliance officer for Madoff Security, that a storm was headed their way, bigger than the Asian financial crisis they had survived. Showing Peter Madoff information that showed a 4.0 Beacon score, just got a loan for $250,000 that Goldman Sachs had backed over 16,000 homes with 4.0 Beacon scores, and that the Fannie Mae and Fannie Mac would be the death of him. The theory of why Fairfield Greenwich investor Walter Noh, Jeffrey Pickauer, Muhammad Security Corporation backdoor the push to help the Fannie Mae and Fannie Mac to get pushed through was a way to corner him out of his interest on interest and not wire over $38 billion. And I seen him blow the whistle trying to help investigators through the clawback law, but he said they think I want to be a net
winner. Good evening, everyone. This is Cubana. I'm live with Miami rapper, artist, Arthur, screenwriter, entrepreneur, Ali Adams from Zoe Pound. Hola, ¿cómo estás? How you doing?
What's up, Cubana? What's up, Cubana? Long time. How you doing? How you doing?
I am so good. I'm so happy to be hearing from you. How have you been? Long time no talk. Last time I spoke to you when we saw each other was like 24 years ago.
Yeah. Liberation, man. I'm free. You know what I'm saying? After doing 18 years fed. You know what I'm saying? I'm free, man. It's beautiful out here.
Beautiful. I'm so happy. Hallelujah. Hey, God bless, man.
Yes, God bless. Jesus, man.
Last time you came through was, you know, at one of my studio sessions with rap-a-lot artist Bushwick Bill to show love. As a matter of fact, rest in peace to our good friend and hip-hop legend, man. Gone but never forgotten.
Oh, man, I remember that. I remember that Bushwick Bill, man. He was with me, man, around that time, knocking down some features with me and a couple of dudes in Miami. Yeah, Bushwick Bill, rest in peace, man. Rap-A-Lot, man, they had a meme. They had a meme one day with Bushwick Bill. They brought the funk with that one, man. Rest in peace, Bushwick Bill.
Yeah, man, we had a good time. I'll never forget that day.
I remember you,
man.
Yeah, I remember your little rap career. Yeah, Cubana.
Yeah, I was Cubana the Miami Mama back then. Now I'm...
Yeah.
What are the dreams that you're dropping an album today? Tell us about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I dropped an album, man. You know what I'm saying? Zoe Pound Chip. You know what I'm saying? Back to School. You know what I'm saying? It's out on every platform. Apple, Spotify is on every other platform. You know what I'm saying? I got a video out. Y'all got to check it out. Called Plugging, man. You got to check it out.
That's what's up. What inspired you to make this album?
Man, you know what? When I was locked up, man, I never rap. I was a CEO. I done went through about 26 artists, you know? But, you know, being in federal prison, you know what I'm saying? We always got fires. We always got, you know what I'm saying, studio, you know what I'm saying, session, you know what I'm saying, having a lot of, you know what I'm saying, battle raps going on, you know, so we get nice and tosty, you know what I'm saying, and I'd be just, you know what I'm saying, rapping, and it was just some hip-hop love situation.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that inspires, you know. You know, starting in the summers and, you know, getting lyrical and, you know, everything that you've been through, of course, you know, your story, that's a show, you know.
Right.
You know, that's definitely an inspiration. And let me ask you, let me be in the new. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, and you got any music on the album?
That's on my end.
You got any features?
Hello?
Any features on this album?
Nah, I don't got no features on the album, man, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, just one girl, you know what I'm saying, Blockafina, you know what I'm saying, artist, something about putting out a helping push, you know?
Breaking news, the U.S. Coast Guard has picked up on waves of Haitian immigrants making that voyage across the Atlantic waters.
Stay on your vessel. You are in U.S. territory, chief.
Baby, let's get it cracking. All right, listen. All right, so listen. You got one feature on this album. All right. You're getting your. You got one feature so far.
Right. I got Blackafina on there, man. You got to check Blackafina on her site on IG. Blackafina, you know. Yeah, we knocked it. That was just only 8 songs. I just hurried up and put it out. I ain't want to go through a lot of red tape situations.
Got it. Shout out to Blackafina. That's what's up. All right. And since being that you're from the old school, you know, the vieja escuela, who produced this album, you know?
Ten Digits produced the album, man. You know what I'm saying? Empire. Shout out to Empire. Empire put it out everywhere. That's South Africa, Europe, Greece. You know what I'm saying? He got it in Singapore. He got the album everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Apple, Spotify, everywhere.
That's what's up. All right. And, you know, I see that, you know, you got a video that we put out on our, you know, radio website, and it's called Plug and Tell Us About Your Music Video. I think you got some baddies on there. It's caliente.
Yeah. Just a knowing situation for everybody doing their thing. Plugging is my attitude. Plugging is my attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
LeBron ain't head of the Flair Union, but he a plug. You know, I'm just talking on there, you know, game spitting.
That's what's up, man. That sounds like a cool banger. Speaking of the plug, been the Zopound plug. You are the original plug of Miami,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yes, baby. All right. Yes.
Yeah.
And listen, I got a really, you know, and you've been like on 8 magazines, like, and you've done incredible things, like, you know, like, they, you are the original from back in the days, the original Zodawn, okay?
Yeah, that's what's up, Cubana, yeah.
You know, I'm sure you love, man. You're my dad. And I want to ask you something. Who would you like to feature if you had a choice from back in the days, from our era, and you're famous, who you'd like to choose to feature on your album?
Oh, man, probably Jim Jones Capo. I like Capo, man. Jim Jones, whenever I see him, man, and I watch him, he show love. Capo be with 23-year-olds and 17-year-olds. I be like, that's what I'm talking about, man. New era. You know what I'm saying? I like to chill with him, you know what I'm saying? New era, though. But, yeah, my man Capo, probably. Jim Jones.
What? I love Jim Jones, man. Shout out to Jim Jones, man. He always keeps it 1,000. I love me some Jim Jones. Speaking of Jim Jones, we have a clip of Jim Jones on our website as well, showing you mad love. Like,
man. He's doing our dress code thing heavy, man. You know what I'm saying? Chrome Heart Kids. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, you know what? Let's pause real quick. I'm going to play something right now that's showing you some love. We're going to play it right now, right here, live. Check it out.
Whoa.
Was showing you mad love, right? You were the original seed that was making it rain, and then after that, everybody was making it rain.
Shout out to all the strippers and Coco's, Rolex, man, Pinky, she a hot commodity back then, man, big names.
Yep, So see, yeah, see now, see that's what I'm talking about. You were the original OG.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Shout out to all them girls there. Butterbean, Angel, Cookie, Keisha, oh man, Sweet Pea, man, them girls are doing that ever, man. They were making noise.
No, that's right. And I know they miss you too, man.
Yeah. They still doing their thing.
I know that's right. And let me ask you, from the new era, today's era, who would you like to collaborate with in music if you had the opportunity to?
Oh, man, sad to say, man, you know what I'm saying? NBA Youngboy, I always thought, man, he's living my life. I like NBA, but Kodak would be, you know what I'm saying, an aspect, you know what I'm saying? I like to do your Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, man, acting wild. Bad Bunny, Aki with it, man. I love what he doing.
Man, Bad Bunny, love more. He's killing the game right now, man.
Oh, yeah, he
definitely.
Is. Yeah, he is.
Well, Kodak is, you know, I love Kodak. I'm a big fan of Kodak. Shout out to the
boys. Yeah.
But, yo, all them boys, they, you know, they doing their thing. Shout out to them.
Yeah, they is. They making good noise.
Shout out to all the Zos out there. That's right.
That's what it's about, man. We trying to unite and make it happen, man. We got to clean up our country, man.
I know. That's right. Amen to that. You ain't never lying. Now, listen, tell everyone where they can find and download your album, purchase your books, your apparel, and any social media websites that they can find you on.
Oh, you can go to Amazon.com, AmazonBooks.com, and put Ali space Zoe space Adam. You know what I'm saying? You should see about 11 books of me, you know what I'm saying, on there, you know. You go to ZoePound.com, you know what I'm saying, and you'll see, you know what I'm saying, a lot of apparel that I got going on. I'm going to be doing a podcast, ZoePound Chip, on YouTube. You know, become a friend on ZoePound Chip on YouTube. You know, I'm talking every day, game spitting, you know.
That's what's up. That's what we need. That's what we need more of that. We definitely
right.
need more of that.
Right. Economic
right.
game spitting, too.
That's what's up. Yes, we need all that, baby. Definitely. I'm so glad you're out here because we need you to speak that knowledge. We need you to, you know, like you said, back to school. We need to take these people back to school.
yeah. I'm fucking with that generation, 25 and under. I'm trying to hang with them.
I know. That's right. They need to be schooled, baby. That's right, with the OG.
Yeah. They trying to get some money. I'm fucking with them. Yeah.
No, that's right. And, you know, this, and you know, another thing, too, I want to bring up. I also want to talk about how amazing it was that in Bad Boy 2, the movie, Zoe Pound was mentioned 7 times in that movie. I think that is so dope. How do you feel about that, man?
Oh, man, that was a great situation and an aspect. You know, any kind of alert, you know what I'm saying, that we need for Haiti, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the Western Hemisphere, and you know what I'm saying? People don't much got a knowledge of Haiti, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's the poorest country. You know what I'm saying? People deporting us from Dominican Republic, a lot of situations. So to see Martin, you know what I'm saying, Lawrence and Will Smith, I sold the rights to them, you know what I'm saying, back in the days in 98, you know, to do the situation at hand and gave them the whole theme, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that always was a profitable situation and opened a lot of eyes in the fame aspect, you know?
Definitely, man. We definitely have to, you know, educate people on that. Big time, because there is a lot of things in the background that people don't really, you know, acknowledge and they don't know about. So that does bring,
right.
you know, things to the surface, you know?
Right.
Definitely. Now, listen, let's get to the nitty gritty, you know? Let's talk about, you know, we just uploaded FBI documents here on our radio website. And let's talk about the truth behind, the real story behind Ali Adams Zoe Pound. Let's talk about that. We have all the documents that we uploaded, so everyone can take a look at the documents. And let's talk about that.
You know what I'm saying? I went through a whole aspect. I had a 17-year run, you know, no lockup. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I basically was living underground, you know what I'm saying, and building as I was coming up and up and up, you know? I can't hit shout out to South Carolina, man. I started with, that was my theme, get rich or die trying, you know what I'm saying? 4 ounces, you know what I'm saying? And it was like all go, ran it up, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing damn near 40 bricks, getting $700,000 a week, you know? Usually a person will stay there until the feds or the police come. But I tapped out, went to Miami, and it was a Haitian era, went to the docks. I had cash. So, you know what I'm saying? I ended up moving damn near 600 bricks a week, you know what I'm saying? I'm clocking in. I got $4 million here, $5 million here, a $12 million stash with my accountant, you know what I'm saying? And my mom, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm getting it up. I'm running it up good, you know? 6 lawyers, yeah. Making sure everybody good, commissary money, you know what I'm saying? Doing cases, you know, doing Christmas parties, bike parties, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I'm saying, trying to be in the hood as somebody, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, can get a tap on the shoulder and like, boy, you did that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, for sure. And listen, when you were going to be successful, and when did you make your first cut and feel like a don in a position of power?
Yeah, I made that by 98, but you know, I had, by 95 and 94, I was making it, but it's going broke. Flat zero. But I really understood,
wow.
You know what I'm saying, the power, you know what I'm saying, keeping it in my pocket by 97, 98. I ain't never let it go down no more. It was like, that's it. I ain't letting that happen no more. Ran it all the way up. The feds indicted me and say it was $79 million. You know what I'm saying? They still trying to figure it out, you know? They took 2 Dairy Queens, you know what I'm saying, 2 Subway, 42 Homes, McCoy Laundry, you know what I'm saying, club, you know, all type of situation. But, you know, it wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying? I always had a little backup and make sure I'm cooling, you know?
Yeah, you know, we live and we learn, you know?
Right,
definitely. Right. Yeah. Well, good. You know, I'm so happy you're here. You know, it's a blessing that you're back, and I cannot wait to see you. you know, let's talk about something. You know, you wrote so many books, and there's something, so many inspirational books you wrote, 14 of them, which is amazing. There's something that, you know, you were also a cellmate, okay? You were a cellmate with Bernie Madoff. You were a cellmate with what, you know, which inspired you to write, a book. Tell us about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I really see the Jewish community, you know what I'm saying, they always unified, you know what I'm saying, and had a situation, you know what I'm saying, where they were always, you know what I'm saying, help each other. But being a cellmate with Bernie Madoff was something, you know what I'm saying, that happened to me. I was always reading the stock market. I had a little capitalism going on, but then being in the cell with Bernie, I really kind of understood the NASDAQ, looking at the world economics in the right form, looking at the IMF and understanding, you know what I'm saying, how the NASDAQ is going to flow, how to look at hedge fund company performance. And it was something, you know what I'm saying, even in prison, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing stocks, I'm making great little money, knowing how to track numbers. You know, Bernie, I wrote the book, Hating These Jews, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, me and him just always, you know what I'm saying, kicking it, you know what I'm saying, understanding, you know what I'm saying, economics, and just talking about it daily, back to back, you know, going off a lot of his theories, you know what I'm saying, how to mathematically look at certain aspects, you know.
Yeah, he dropped a lot of gems. Like, you guys, you know, yeah, he learned a lot, and, you know, he that book. And, you know, another thing, too, did you go to a federal prison?
Say it again. Hello? Hello, yeah. What'd you say?
Did you and Kodak Black meet in federal prison?
Yeah. Kodak wrote me a little letter, you know what I'm saying? He was in there down bad, you know what I'm saying? The grass was cut. He could see all the snake and worms, you know? And you know what I'm saying? I'm told Kodak, man, don't pay these people no attention, man. Scream Trump like never before. Told him, man, get my book, man, The Hip-Hop Black Republican Party. And scream Trump, man, don't listen to these people, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you, man. You a conservative, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't depending on nobody. Conservatism mean, you know what I'm saying, non-dependable, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to lean on nobody.
All right,
nobody.
And now with that being said, did you hear about Kodak Black getting pardoned by somebody?
Yeah. I remember the whole situation when it happened, man, you know what I'm saying? I'd work out to him and his music nonstop, Happy for Kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which also leads me to bring up your book, The Hip-Hop, you know, Black Republican Party Manifesto.
Uh-huh.
What did all those with all those situations have to do with each other, you know?
Well, it's a conservative situation because, you know what I'm saying, I'll be, you know, within my ideology, you know what I'm saying, of reading, you know what I'm saying, my philosophy of the aspect is like, you know, at our best times as African American was from 1863 to 1965, and it was Republicans at hand, you know, and we had a real core principle of understanding each other, you know what I'm saying, and letting begin by certain words, you trying me, knowing how to, you know what I'm saying, get by a lot of situations and learn how to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Communication got overwhelmed, you know what I'm saying, by punchlines. You know what I'm saying? You really wasn't able to understand dudes today because they living by punchlines, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know what I'm saying, that I really take dear, you know what I'm saying? Because the Constitution of America, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, out of 195 nations, is the best. You got rights. I ain't met too many dudes, not 1%, trying to get deported, you know? But as the situation at hand, you can really see how to make, you know what I'm saying, an extra dollar. They done took care of a lot of different races. And, you know, the black race, you know what I'm saying, we need to be tired, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, being in the business of telling a white man to change his skin color. Like, that ain't going to happen, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't into the business. I think a politician should be banned from saying the word racism because we the Army, Navy, and everything, you know? I done burnt down for O.J., Ilian Gonzalez, Rodney King. I ain't getting none out of it. They ain't even bond a nigga out. So, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know what I'm saying, Republican ideology, you know what I'm saying, it's promoting, you know what I'm saying, doing economic business with 194 nations. I feel like that's where we need to be.
Yes, I agree with you. Amen to that. Yeah. You're speaking the truth, baby, the knowledge.
Yeah, get the
that's
book,
what everybody
man. It's on Amazon, the Hip Hop Black Republican Party. Get the book.
Get the books, guys. You can all find it on Amazon. There's 14 of them, and let me tell you, he's spreading that knowledge, man. Go support my guy, Ali Adam Zopound. Yes, we're going to be playing Zo from your album right now, so we'll be back in 30 seconds.
You got to check out that song. My Miami Zos are the craziest. My Broward Zos are the wildest.
My
Pomo
Star
Zos
General.
Shit on lock.
Yeah. Make the rules as I go. Cat, huh? Yeah. All right, Cat. Go play with your mama pussy fuck, nigga. Springfield. Miami Zos on some crazy shit. Broward Zos always wildin' with it. Yeah. Pompano Zos got this shit on lock.
Yeah.
Tampa Zos in Jacksonville, keep that stick real hot.
Whoa.
Ain't no negotiating about Kodak Black.
All right. Now that was a clip right there from one of your songs. Yeah, let them know, man. You got what inspired that song right there?
Man, that's all the Zos, you know what I'm saying, in Florida. We about to do parades. We about to do parades, you know what I'm saying, on certain dude, corporate America, you know what I'm saying, Amazon, you know what I'm saying, we about to do on the industry, we about to do parades, man, pick up the phone, we need to holler at you, man, like, you know what I'm saying, I get off of house arrest in December, and I'm really on some, man, we about to do parades, man, we need some enterprises, man, you know what I'm saying,
I know.
To say, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got a record label in Florida, why we got to ride to certain places, you know, I really love Miami and Florida, like, that's my thing. That's my diddy bop. That's my, you know what I'm saying, how I motherfucking bounce. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what I'm saying, we got to do some lobbying, man, for them.
I know. I mean, the Dominicans have their parades. The Puerto Ricans have the parades. We need to have the Zoe parades now over here in Miami.
Yeah, they got Haitian Flag Day on May 18th, though. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got the little Zoes 1804 Top 6 Zoe Pound on CMF, you know what I'm saying? They ready to, like, really, you know what I'm saying, bring some enterprises to this thing here, you know?
Oh, man, I can't wait for you to get down here to Miami so we can turn all the way up, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We about to stomp, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to bring it back to the old school.
Yeah, stomp.
Ali,
yeah.
I know that's right. So let me ask you, so who is Ali Adam Zopound today, and what can we expect from you today moving forward? You know, can you tell us, can you tell our young youth and our generation to aspire them for the, like, tell us, you know, give us a little insight of what can we expect moving forward from you, you know, to inspire
the
youth.
New generation, man, you know what I'm saying? all of them, man, they got to really take advantage of that social media, you know. To be on social media and talking to your A-block radius and somebody that you know, you're not really taking advantage, man. It's 195 nation, man. You got to have a friend in Greece, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan. You got to have many other friends just to converse with, man, you know what I'm saying, to try to build some kind of culture, you know, with 194 nation and 8.8 billion people, you know what I'm saying, on the earth. You know, you can't be staying your four-block radius and showing off just a couple of outfits here and there, you know? Mm-hmm. So my whole situation, you know what I'm saying, is just try to build a culture on the port where everybody just hanging out, you know what I'm saying, just doing business and slanging things to 194 nation. I'm trying to awaken that.
Yes, yes, we definitely need to wake him up because, you know, these kids are, they're mostly about clout, you know? They're not really too concerned about the important things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
About, you know, getting money. They're more worried about showing off and, you know, I mean.
They just need the little guys to talk to. They really can't understand these people, man, on the news wearing these suits, you know what I'm saying? They ain't talk about nothing. They like, man, I don't know what they saying, man, but you know what I'm saying? They trying to understand, okay, how does this work, this everybody thing? Fans meet everybody. If you can't do it for everybody, don't do it. But you know what I'm saying? They got to know how to take advantage of those programs, solo panel programs, you know what I'm saying? It's for everybody. You can put it on your own house, and they give you $11,000 to $24,000 just like they did the stimulus. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your opinion, speaking of the news, what do you think about what's going on in the industry with all this craziness with Diddy? And, I mean, I knew this was going to happen, you know. I saw it coming years ago. I just didn't know when it was going to happen. But what do you think about all that? Because, you know, you rubbed elbows with
him. I did a video with Diddy, you know. Me, him, Jim Jones, you know, where I stop and I talk. I did a thing pulling up in a Porsche. But, you know, I don't understand. Since 97, we've been saying shiny suit, man. So I really don't understand. We've been saying shiny suit. I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking about these freak nicks. And I know you rubbed elbows with a lot of celebrities. I don't know. But it's all good. Let's see. We're going to play this video right now. So everybody, you know, stay tuned and watch the video. We're going to play a little snippet of your video right now. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. I love it.
You a plug, Cubana.
Yes, baby. We be plugging today all day.
Attitude. Yeah.
Yes, that is just mi actitud.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm man. You know, we found again, and I look forward to working with you. I know you got some movie scripts in the works as well. You wrote a lot of stuff, you know, and we'll be featuring in some movies. And I just can't wait to rub elbows again. And, you know, is there anything you want to tell, you know, our people and anything moving forward? Like, you know, anything on your mind?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? You're liberated, man. We out here, man. You know, I really love, you know what I'm saying, America. You know what I'm saying? It's a 195 nation, you know. America really giving me opportunities. I done got, like, you know what I'm saying, 800 if not 1,000 or more chances. So, you know, being able to network, you know what I'm saying, and just looking at forward situation within the entertainment is what I'm indulging in, you know. That's my only indulgement.
That's what's up, man. You know, and I see that you're in such great shape, man. Health is wealth. I see you've been working. You know, you got like a 6, 8, 12 pack. You're looking good, man.
Yeah, that's every morning, man. I wake up at 4 in the morning. I'm trying to see it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm working out then. You know, I'm trying to see it all.
Okay, yeah. Them ladies ain't ready.
I'm trying to get at Megan, too, man. Megan Thee Stallion, man. I need her to show the size of my tongue. I need Megan Thee Stallion to see this.
Ooh, baby. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, that's a stallion right there, honey.
Ain't it, man? God, I had a poster of in my cell, man, for 4 years. Yeah.
Oh, so that's your celebrity crush right now?
Oh, man, I got to get it, man. I got to get a sit-down, man, show her my size of my tongue and give her some funk, man, and holler at her if I get a chance, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. I love her. Other female rappers that you like?
Oh, man, I'm fucking with City Girls. I'm fucking with Gorilla, man. Summer Walker. Cardi B, hands down, from that life, did that life. She, you know what I'm saying, taking $10 from a dance, you know what I'm saying? She working it now. Damn, she from that life for real.
Yeah, shout out to the City Girls from Miami. Yes, I love the City Girls. And, you know, shout out to Cardi B. I love her. She's funny. She keeps it real, you know.
Yeah,
shout out to, you know, what about Trina, man, the Diamond Princess?
Oh, she always going to be the baddest, you know what I'm saying? That's
the
it, you know what I'm saying? Trina know anything that came to Miami, she be like, hey, bruh, I need to give him a car. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she good. I be like, huh, man, give her one of these Benzes, these Porsches, you know what I'm saying, and one of these goddamn, you know what I'm saying, cars here, man. You know, I always make sure it was red carpet, you know?
Yes, I love Trina. She is definitely the Diamond Princess. She just strong, and it's a banger. Yes, I love you. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait. So listen, man. Yeah, let's, you know, I can't wait for you to get that ankle monitor off and get your behind back over here to Miami so we could turn off and celebrate, pop some champagne, and get it popping, baby.
Man, I can't wait, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like that South Beach life. You know, I used to walk around with 300 entertainers, you know, Miami, you know. Football players, basketball players, you know what I'm saying? Little artists, I made sure 20 of my dogs were with me and made sure all the strippers was cool. Uncle Lou Ben had them doing squats, you know what I'm saying? They been showing out, you know, but, you know, everybody living that, you know what I'm saying, what we do in Miami. That was just our culture, you know? It's out there now.
Okay, all right, that's what's up, man, you know? You definitely got to have your squad with you. And do you see in the future, you know, any artist management? Do you see, you know, running a record label?
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of, you know what I'm saying, phone calls from a lot of young dudes, you know what I'm saying, and I'm about to start dropping them every week. But, you know, I'm really looking forward for a record label, you know what I'm saying, to give me something massive. Empire giving me already, you know what I'm saying, access to all that, but... You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I got the right, you know what I'm saying, billboards everywhere because I got to go settle things in South Africa, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, they're damn near trying to sell everything in South Africa. But, you know what I'm saying, we're like going to try to network with it and make sure, you know what I'm saying, that both music are sharing, you know?
Absolutely. You got to get all your ducks in a row and, you know, get things right.
Right.
I got your back.
Chivada, you still in the game, girl.
Yeah, baby. You know,
yeah.
Just nobody so much. Yeah, and then listen, now that elections are coming, we're right around the corner, you know, anything you want to share and, you know, speak about, you know, any...
Yeah, right now, man. Right now, tariff is what's really important, man. You know what I'm saying? because, you know what I'm saying, President Trump, he teaches a lot of things a little difficulty, but I really understand a lot of things. But tariff, he trying to say, you know, Walmart the cheapest in the world, man. Best Buy the cheapest in the world, man. Lowe's the cheapest in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? We need a culture, man, you know what I'm saying, on these ports with these 194 nations, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the taxes and everything and the sanctions and regulations, you know, and the laws, you know what I'm saying, right. And we need somebody stoic that can go ahead, you know what I'm saying, and get them right, man, you know what I'm saying, so we can start making some real money in the big culture on the ports.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. Amen to that, man. We definitely, people need to open up and they need to wake up, man.
Facts, shit like that, yeah, yeah, things like that, yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure. All right, well, you know. Yeah, baby. So, yeah, everybody check it out. Go to Amazon, order those books, you know, album's dropping, video's out. And, you know, much luck to you, everything, you know, you deserve all of the best blessings that are coming to you.
True.
You did your time,
true.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time for you to, you know, to get all the blessings and everything that you deserve,
T-R-U,
you know. You're doing everything.
T-R-U, yeah.
Yes, you know, you're doing everything right and correct, and you know, I wish you all of the best, and God
thanks.
Bless you. And I can't wait to connect with you and see you again, man.
I can't wait, man. It's on me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on me. Don't trip.
And I appreciate you. We're very honored that you did this interview with us, and you know, and you're friends forever, man. Friendship. This is priceless.
That's what's up, man. That's gangsta love. That's what's up.
Yes, baby, for sure, for sure. Gangsta love, OGs to the end, baby.
That far, let's ride.
Dad. Yes. All right, guys. Well, we'll wrap it up and talk in a little bit. Arizo.
Wanna fuck me, I'm a snow bunny. You know I'm horny. Give me some carrots if you wanna fuck me. I'm a playboy bunny looking for what you have left. Playboy bunny looking for what you have left. I'm a snow bunny looking for what you have left.
Bad Bunny open doors, never looking back. When fucking with black, Bad Bunny is a...
And that's a wrap. You were tuned into IFM Nation, the iHeart Radio. Make sure you download the iHeart app. Go to You were just listening to an exclusive interview with Ali Adam Bhopal, hosted by